Kumlenen, I blocked Gemara, we're up to the Peches, and all of the Mishnah. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had different things. They had to measure the liquids, they had to measure the solids. Now, the liquids, they had a specific thing, like a beacon that had lines and marks to show them what size or what quantity it is. So, Klei Halach, a dedicated vessel, which is for liquids. Mekachin is Halach. So, it's a Klei Sharis. Klei Sharis has the ability to make sacred anything which is placed inside it. So a dedicated vessel for liquids is make sacred the liquids. Umidis yavish. And what about those vessels which for dry things mekaches a yavish? They sanctify those things which are dry. There were only two measures of dry. One was the measure of an isaron, and one was a half isaron. All the menachas, all the flower offerings were isaron. The Kohen Gadol had to bring half in the morning and half at night, so he had to have a measuring cup of half in his hand. Two separate vessels, yeah. Ein klei halach mekadesh yavish. So if you put flour, let's say, into this vessel that's dedicated for liquids, it won't become sacred because it's not meant for it. It's not designated for it. Nor v'lo yavish mekadesh halach. Exactly. So therefore, it doesn't become sacred until you put it in the correct vessel. Klei hakodesh. If you have a vessel in the base of Midrash that was punctured, if it can continue still doing it for whatever purpose that keli was meant for, and they are more or less if you can still continue doing the very same service that you did when it was complete, and now even though there's a puncture you can still do the same thing, then mekachin, you can still use it. And it still sanctifies, it'll be placed inside there. Abin Lav, it no longer can do the original use. A Mekachin cannot use it. The Kulin a Mekachin Ella Bekodesh. And all of these things, the Klei Sharis, when do they sanctify the contents? Only if it's inside the courtyard, not if it's outside the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Shmuel Shmuel, Loi Shanu, when do we say that liquid vessels do not sanctify the dry stuff, Ella Midas? Only when it comes to the measurements of liquid, and there were seven measurements of liquid. There was a hin, there was a half a hin, there was a third of a hin, and so on and so forth. Since they're definitely liquids, so therefore they cannot be used for other things. So since it was anointed in order to be a measuring cup, so that's what it's for, to be a measuring cup. Ava mizrakes mikache, but ordinary bowls and plates, even though they could be used for liquid, they do dry. They also sanctify solids. When do we say that they don't sanctify solids? If they're dedicated, they're there to measure liquids. So they cannot sanctify solids. But these plates, bowls that are used for liquids, they can also sanctify solids with a place in there. Shnemat says, we had in Parshat Nosa, Shneim, Malayim, so it talks about the different Mizrakot, it talks about the bowls, and says, and they are full with flour. So we see that even though the bowls for liquids, they still can also have sanctify flour. I don't understand Lachihi. What are you telling me over there? These bowls were used for flour offering. A flour offering has in it oil, so it's not a solid, it's a liquid. So what are you telling me that these bowls, if it's not a measuring bowl, just a bowl, even though it's meant to be used for liquids, if you put solids in it, place solids in it, it sanctifies it. Yeah, how do you see from there? Over there, there was a mincha had in it oil. It's impossible when you mix flour and oil, it's impossible every part of the flour is moist. The parts of flour that didn't get totally moist, and they still also become sacred. Or even though there's oil in there, compared to blood, which is the liquid, flour mixed with oil is still considered a dry object. So we can learn from there that dry objects become sacred in these kelim. Omar Shmuel, says Shmuel, Klei Sharis, the vessels of Beis HaMikdash, a mekachin ela shleimin, will not sanctify what's inside it unless it is whole. A mekachin ela melein will not sanctify unless it is full. Full means that whatever you meant to put in there is entirely in there. And a mekachin ela metoichon, and it's not mekadesh, only what's inside there. Only what's in other words, if things are sticking out of the keli, it does not become sacred, even though it's in the space of the cave, the ear space. But others say, a mekachin elishim, others say the version is, you're not mekadosh only shleimim, only if the keli is whole without any punctures. Umaleim, and the keli is full. Although the entire shear is inside there, umibifnim, it has to be inside the courtyard. Mrs. Al-Matoch, my benai, what's the difference between the two versions? Ike benai, berutzei midas, if it's sticking out above the keli. The Masnitatan and the Brice we learned in Mekachin, you don't Mekadosh El Shleimin, only if the entire share is there. Shleimin. The Keli has to be complete. Umaleim, and the entire share is inside. Umetoichon, and it has to be inside the Keli. Ubefrim, and it has to be so put and mixes all together. When do we say that it does not sanctify the contents unless the entire share is there? Leshon Leshen, Daitul Hoysif. Unless he put whatever he put in there, he didn't have any intention to add any more. So then we say, well, it depends. If the entire shear is there, fine. It becomes sacred. Otherwise, it didn't do anything. Avol daita lehoisif. If your intention, you're filling it up, and you intend to complete the shear that you need, the quantity you need for this carbon, this mincha, then risha kodesh. Whatever you put in there, it becomes kodesh straight away. And it's important for the kodesh because once in the kodesh, if a tful yoim touches it, a guy who was tummy went to the mikveh already and he just waiting for sunset. It's metamid, only metamid if it's sacred. If it's not sacred, it does not become tamid. So the clay shutters does that. It makes it sacred. Tell me what we learn. Malayim, full. A Malayim, or Shleimim, that the entire share was there. When do we say that is Masha Daitel Hoysa? When do you say you need an entire share there only if you have no intention of adding any more? But Daitel Hoysa, you intend to add more. You should have Kodesh. Whatever you place in there is already Kodesh. Ein Kle Halach Mekadesh. Omer Rav Yitav Rabasi. Rav said it. A Mekachin Lekarv. We say that a Keli that's meant to put in the liquids does not sanctify the solids. Doesn't sanctify at all. Doesn't sanctify it in the case Lekarv that you can make to bring it to the Mizbeach. I will Mekachin Lepasol. But it does do a degree of a modicum of sanctification to the extent that if you took it out of the base of Mekadesh with the contents or for full yoin, somebody went to Mekadesh with something touches it ruins it. Some people learn on that particular thing we just said that a liquid measuring cup, if you put in the dry things, it still ruins it for tful yoim. Other learns on the following din. That why they attach this addendum on the following din. Ein mavin menachas v'nesachim. You do not bring a carbon mincha, a flower offering, or libations, or minchas behema, or the mincha of a behema, or bikurim. Mino amaduma. You do not bring from a mixture of truma and chulin, because it has to be something which is suitable. This is how Rashi learns. Tesis argues it means klein. It has to be something that's suitable for klal Yisrael. The ain't shor chleimim ma'orla klai akadim. You don't have to say from orla and klai akadim. Im hevi loy kodesh. And if you did bring it, does not become sacred because it has to be something which is suitable for everyone to eat. And this is not suitable because it has truma in it, only for kainim. When we say the keli does not make kaddish, it means he cannot bring it on the mizbech. But did sanctify it that if a kohen who is through yom touches it, it becomes tamei. Tamei Rabban we learned a klei kodesh. We're now learning about the vessels that are incomplete. A klei kodesh and nikvo, a vessel that was punctured. Ein matichin oisah. How they used to repair it? Either they used to put a blockage in there, or they used to melt the entire keli a little bit so that they can smooth it out and fill that hole. When it comes to the keli in the base of Midrash, we don't want repairs. We don't melt them down. We don't melt into it some lead to cover the hole. Why? Because we have a rule. We don't want any poverty in a place of wealth. No repairs here. If it became blunt, let's say a mesakin, if it was chipped away, you do not repair it. We're talking about a large. It requires a large repair. What about sakin shenivgim? If a sakin, a knife, had in it a cut, it had a nick. It had a nick in it, and remember, if it has a nick, it cannot shecht with it because it's no longer cutting; it's tearing. And we need twice. It can't have to be so smooth. So sakish and nivgim. We're talking about again. Rashi says large nicks ain't mashchizin es pigimasa. You don't smooth it out, and to get rid of the nick. Nishmata, if it fell out of its handle, ain't machzinos. Again, you don't put it back. If it's noticeable that you're repairing it. Abba Shol says, so if it had a very small nick, we would smooth it out and polish it. A Abishol says, "Sakin mitarefes hashem bishul." Brought a knife there that had a small little nick, but it, from time to time it caused us issues and some angst because it ripped. If the nimlo koinim begun zu, the koinim then decided they had a meeting and they decided, you know what, we are going to conceal it, even though it's not a big nick, but we have to continuously repair it. It's also no good. Don't we learn the same thing? Big dekuna, the clothes of a koyin ain oisim oisim maisa macha. The clothes of a koyin don't do needlework. Ela maisa oide, but do it like weaving. Shenemar says maisa oide. That it refers to the clothes of a koyin and refers to it as maisa oide. The difference is how they made it. They made a general dress, and then after they put it on you, or they fit it to size. Nizgalu, they became dirty. A mechapsin, I don't want you to wash them. Loi ben nesiv, loi ben eil, not different detergents, different chemicals. Habemai mechapsin. It sounds like with water you could wash it. What's the difference then? The moment that it needs to be washed, tell me what's in the chemicals of water. If it can't be washed, no, it has to be new clothes. Fine. I'm gonna buy a hakama. This is what you mean to say. If water alone is enough to wash it off, you can use whatever you want, even chemicals. I mean, it's not, the stain is not that heavy. But if it became very dirty, that you need strong chemicals to remove it, then even water you cannot use. Yeah, it's called alloy or something, which is some strong chemical. Yes, others say you don't wash them at all. Which is very hard to understand practically speaking, because it means every day the kohenim have to get new clothes. Because when you're working the base of Mikdash with blood all over the place, if you're working a shlachtus, you ever see anybody walking out with a white, wearing a suit and a white shirt? It's impossible. They're all stained. So how can it be? So obviously it must be that small stains, of course there's a lot of washing around. We're talking about major stains, but in major stains are degrees. There are those that you can be washed out, rinsed out, or washed out with water. And you know, if you let it soak in water overnight or something, you can wash them out. And for those of you that you need chemicals. So if it's water, the first opinion says you can wash it out with anything you want. And the second opinion says no. But if it's just little stains that you can wash out with water, I think that otherwise, it'd be, you know how incredibly expensive it would be? Every day all the kohenim in the service would need new clothes. This is the rule. Ein aniyas b'makom ashiras. We don't want any poverty where there should be wealth. We learned, now that we're talking about the clothes of a kohen, we learned that the me'il was like the coat or the tunic, which is a long dress that went from the neck all the way down to the ground. Kulei shel tchelet, it was totally made out of blue wool. Remember, it says the pasuk vayas as me'il eifid. It said they made it, how to make it from klil tchelet, made out of blue wool. It was totally covered top to bottom. Shulav, the very bottom of the meal, Kates, I remember the bottom of the meal had those pomegranates, and that the Kohen Gadol used to walk around with, and he used to make all these noises. So Shulav, Kates, and maybe you would bring Tcheles, you bring blue wool, Agama, and purple wool, Talashani, and red wool, scarlet red, Shazudin, they were all twisted together, and you make them communion money, like pomegranates, like Pitzchapim. Pomegranates, they grow in the tree a very long time, eventually they open up. You bring it before it open up. As if there were cones on top of the helmets of kids. You bring the 72 glocks that are inside them. You bring 72 of the bells and 72 of the glocks. V'toile, and you hang boy. Big machleik is Rashi here, and the Ramban Chumash and Zbiluv Sichem Ramban. According to Ramban, the gear says the toilet bohen. I mean, we're still talking about the pomegranate. So where do you put these glocks? You put them inside the pomegranate. And there was a total of 72, 32 on the right, 32 on the left. Rashi's gear says, according to the side of Shikabat, says the toilet boy. That you hang in it. What's it? It's only singular. What was singular? The meal. According to Rashi, Rashi says, explain, let's look at Rashi inside it, because Rashi explains it very carefully. In volume, says Rashi, right in the middle of the page, the last one is in volume, mashatoli betoichon lekashka, these are the glocks that are inside the belt, that you use to make noise, betoile boy eitzel hariman, and they put it next to the pomegranate. Now, according to Rashi, it wasn't placed inside, it was placed next to it. Upamoin, that was the Belgasi, Pamoin Verimon. It says the Pasuk, Pamoin Verimon. Not the Pamoin was, you know, these things called the clappers. It's not inside the Rimon, it was on the side of it. The Kral, Lab Beterachol Kamer, even though it sounds like in the Pasuk that was inside the Rimonim, it wasn't inside, inside the space. Now, the Bain name is between one Rimon and the next. One pamen between two remain. So Rashi holds that the clapper was on the side, but remain glock, remain glock, remain glock. Not like the Ramban that remain and inside there was a glock. Says the Moravite. Rabdeisa say disagree. You say there was 72. Tanakama says there was 72. Rabdeisa says no. Meshum Rabbi Yehuda shloishim b'shisha hayu the 36. Shmoyne esem etzadzeh v'shmoyne esazeh. A total of 36, 18 here and 18 here. Just like we have a machlekes here, the same machlekes we have is by maris negoyim, by the different shades of leprosy. But now we learned maris negoyim. We learned the shades of leprosy. How many shades of leprosy are there? All the leprosies in the hair and the skin and the houses, there's 72 shades. Rabdeisa ben Hurkanes, this is the same place as before. Oim Elam Avav. So it's consistent there. He says 36, here's 36. So the clothes of a Kohen are connected to leprosy, as Taisa says, because the leprosy comes from Lashon Hara and so to the clothes of a Kohen. Akavya ben Mahalal, he must be a Tanakama. Oim Shemesh 972. Interesting name. In Yonne Basasan says, why is it in the time that we have the Parsha of Kabonis right alongside the Parsha of Bigde Kuna? Loimelach, I can tell you. So first it says about the kabbonis, then it says take their aron and begodim. To tell you, ma kabbonis mechapin, just like all the kabbonis, they atone for sins. Av big de kuhuna mechapin, the clothes of a kohen also atone for sins. For example, ksoinis, the shirt mechaper as ashur hazami. That's mechaper on spilling innocent blood. Shenemar says, by yishchetu, where do you find this posse by Yeshua's brothers? By yishchetu, they shechted, seir izim, they shechted the goats, by yitpulu, saksoinis bedam. And they did, so we see that shechting, what do you call it? And they took their shayla. Ksoinis is where they did tell the father that Yosef was torn up by a wild animal. So therefore, we see that the ksoinis is atoned for murder. Now, we're not talking about the murderer himself. We're talking about the Yidin who should have caught the murderer. And they're responsible for that. And that's important because Taisa says that. That from the day the base of Midrash was destroyed, that even though there's no longer capital punishment, but we had in Mark Subas and Sanhedrin that din dalad misses didn't stop. You know, a snake will still bite you, you'll fall off a ladder, and all those kind of things. And why doesn't it say 40 years before? Because the base of Midrash, the bezin stopped functioning 40 years prior to the base of Midrash. And so they said the reason is because the last 40 years they still had the Kohen Gadol's clothes. So the Kohen Gadol is atoned. It's only after the base of Midrash Charev. That's what some want to say. And Taisa doesn't like the pshat at all, because we had the story of Shimon Shatach, which was an entire base of mediation, and still we said din dal misa lebotlo. And Taisa concludes very simple, that din dal misa lebotlo is referring to the person, the murderer himself. But we can't bring him to court anymore. Our Gemara, when it talks about the clothes of a Kohen Gadol as being mechaper, we're talking about the rest of Klal Yisrael for not bringing him to justice. Some people knew about him, and yet they were harboring a criminal. So therefore, that's where they get punished for. Yeah. So anyway, right, continue working through our way through the clothes. Michnasayim, the pants, mechaperes, what is atone for? Al-gilu aroyes, shenema, because it says, v'osso lehev, v'asei lehem michnasay bad, you should make for them these clothes, and what for? L'chasses forever, to cover over the error. So there's a connection between the pants and the aroyes. Mitznef is the hat, mechaperes agasi ruach, will forgive people for hubris. How do you know? Let something which is very high, which is Yehat, and forgive those people who are conceited and hold their heads high. Avnei, the Gartel Mechaper al Hidolev, atones for having the wrong thoughts. Well, how do we know that? Because, hey, Chadisa, what do you think it's lying? It's lying there right above the girdle, and therefore, that's where your bad thoughts come from. And that's where the begatul is coming to atone. Choshen, what's the choshen mishpat coming, the breastplate coming to atone? Al hadinin, it's coming to mechaper on the dinin. Shenemar says, Vasisa choshen mishpat, you should make choshen mishpat. So it comes on the dinim. Eifa, what is Eifa come mechaper, the apron Allah will come for Avodah Zorah. What connection between Eifa and Avodah Zorah? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, the Novi says, that the Yidden are living without a king, without an officer, no kabonis, and no eifoid v'terafim. Terafim usually means idols. So normal pshat is no, there's no none of these things, and yet they also don't have any avodah zarah, so they're all right. However, we're dashing here that the eifoid is here to atone for the atraf, for the avodah zarah that they're doing. Mi'il, what's mi'il coming? Mechaper loshon hara. That's coming for loshon hara. Minayin, that's a connection to the 72 bells and Avodah Zarah. Minayin, how do I know? Minayin, Yovei, Dover, Shebe, Koyol, that's something that generates noise. The bells, the Chapet, Al, Koyol, Hara, and come to atone for people who spread, who are gossip mongering and spreading all of these terrible things. And the Tzitz, the Chapet, Al, Azaz, Pony, the Tzitz is coming to atone for Chutzpah, the Tzitzksi, the Hoyal, Meitzach, Adam, should be on his forehead. Uva, Azaz, Pony, by Chutzpah, says, Umeitzach, Isha, Zoyin, no Hoyalach. And you have the forehead of a woman who is a harlot. It's not so. There are two things we couldn't find a kapara. By kaponis, umbatsoni la kapara magmacha, there are two things that the kaponis didn't atone for, and we had to seek alternative measures to atone for them. One of the alien shvichas damim, pouring the blood, spilling blood, which is with the egla rufa, the lashon hara and lashon hara shvichas damim egla rufa. Who atones for shvichas damim? The egla rufa, and the lashon hara what lashon hara is the kaitis of the kohen gadol atones for lashon hara. So what do you tell me? It's a close of the kohen. We see you have an egla rufa dedicated for that, and you have the kaitis. Which is something silent. Why is it silent? Because the Kohen Gadol brought it, and when he was there, no one was allowed to be between the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach, only the Kohen Gadol. And surely no one was allowed to be inside the Beis HaMikdash when he did his service. Yavah Dovah Shebechashoy, which was quietly the Kohen Gadol on his own, v'yechaper ha'maisach chashoy, and come and atone for maisach chashoy, which is murder. Nobody knows that you did it silently. So kasha, loshon hara. Kasha Loshon Hara, so Loshon Hara, which is done quite. Kasha Loshon Hara, Kasha Loshon Hara, you tell me to close or coin. Here we have, it's either the Egla Rufa, which is for murder, or we have the Ketatus, which is for Loshon Hara. Like Kasha, that's not a problem. It's not a problem, Here we're talking about, we know who the murderer is. So then the Kohen Gadol closes on the Chaper, on the community. Why didn't you do something about it? You knew who the murderer was. Why didn't you bring the justice? And here's talking about that you did not know who the murderer is. So then the Kohen Gadol closes atone for that. Or the, what do you call it? The Egla Rufa atone for that. Because we don't know who it is. We even tell the Skanim. They said, oh, our hands are clean and so on. We have no idea who did it. He says, the Gemara, if we know who the murderer is, then why didn't we bring the justice? What do you mean? What are you standing here and getting? You're getting the clothes of the Kohen Mechaper. You should bring him to court. He should be put to death. Tomorrow say we're talking about the Mazid. We know who did it, but we can't bring him to court. Why not? Because he didn't get warned. He's not shaykh to be killed because there was no warning. So and it's amazing, and yet the tzibur needs an atonement. What should the tzibur do? We want vigilantes. You can't do anything. You can't bring it to Bezin because there's no Hasra. You can't do anything, and yet the Tzibur is responsible. Why is the Tzibur responsible? So you have the Egla Rufa and you have this. The Tzibur is responsible because the very fact that you have a person who tried to be a murderer, a wanted murderer, that means someone else is at fault as well. Didn't train him properly, didn't raise him properly, he's not scared of the people, he knows that people don't care. Everyone, there's a collective responsibility here as well. And therefore, the kohen got, the kohen's clothes has to be mechaper. The lashon hara lashon amlekasha and lashon hara lashon not a problem either. Depends. There's two kinds of lashon hara. But seen a very discreet lashon hara. That's the ketidus which we said is ma'isa chashoy that comes to forgive it. And habre veheskir. And here's something which is public knowledge, like the pomegranates that was hanging by the kohen made a lot of noise. The nishma bevoya lakodesh made a lot of noise. Over here also, it makes a lot of noise. Which is a little bit hard to understand because the story of Kodach, we learn the idea of the Ketodus, there was a lot of noise. The whole Klai Yisrael was there. They heard it. And yet we say that it's not the same thing. I'm not sure exactly why not. Why are they dying? We're learning from there that they were dying because they did Lashon Hara. They said Lashon Hara by Moshe Rabbeinu. So if it's Lashon Hara and the Ketodus saved them, so the Ketodus atones for the Lashon Aveda that they did. So the question is, what? That's not the chashoy. Yeah, we have neither one. Today you have to. Today you have to just avoid lashon hara. That's it. Nothing you can do about it. That must be it. Can you give another answer? Anyway, I don't know pshat anymore here. Why we call that the chashoy if by kailach? Now we're going. The next thing is all about Todd. Shane Todd, nice stuff. All nice. Yeah. Less than a month ago.